This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
But you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Got a question for Senator Kevin Cramer?
Happiness
in the talk radio town hall. This is the place. I really can't say this strong enough, but such a unique opportunity for the middleman, that'd be me, or any reporter or any filter of the media to be removed from a conversation with a member of Congress, your member of Congress, if you're from North Dakota or if you're the surrounding area, certainly a great resource for you, too, to ask questions. Maybe grumble a little bit about your congressional delegation, Minnesota. Excuse me. Something in my throat there, Kev. I don't know what that was all about. South Dakota, Montana, whatever. But anybody's welcome to call. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for an hour every other week taking calls on any and all topics. Pretty extraordinary. I've already got three questions ready to roll. But others are welcome. And callers, you come first at 701-271-1100. Texters, you're on deck, 701-237-1590. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@flagfamily.com works as well. Senator Cramer on? All right, we're waiting for Senator Cramer to give us a jingle.
By the way, I checked the latest view count on Oliver Anthony, Richmond, north of Richmond. 20 million plus views in 9 days. Imagine that.
Now, how does that compare to, Keith Urban puts out a new song on YouTube? What does he get?
Oh, I'm sure that Taylor Swift and, folks, I'm sure they're up there, but this is a guy singing, with his dogs laying around by his deer stand.
Nobody's ever heard of before.
No one's ever heard of before. So, big stars, I'm sure, get massive views. But Oliver who? Yeah, now you know who Oliver Anthony is.
Something in the air in our... right now, I equate his success and what's happened with this anthem out of nowhere from a guy nobody's ever heard of before having 20 million views on YouTube to the Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
That movie. And which continues to, literally, this was supposed to be a July 4th thing. It was supposed to be a couple days before July 4th, maybe a couple days after, and the movie's gone. It's out of here. And it's still going.
Well, and read about Tim Ballard. The story's been around a while. I think they made it in 2017, it's his story. But yeah, Tim Ballard and the story has been around for a while. So I haven't seen the movie yet, but I know what I'm going to see. I've read all of it's happening every day, which is sad. It isn't just like one time that happened, and this was a big this happened. It's happening every day all over the world.
Pretty amazing. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. The Talk Radio Town Hall is underway. Let's get rolling for a Friday. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Buddy.
Hey, I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much. Good to visit with you guys. It's funny. You know, when we get out of sync in terms of when I'm supposed to be on, it feels like a year. And when we're in sync, it feels like a day. I feel like we were just We just did this like yesterday. It's fun to get back in sync. So I'm glad to be on. And just so y'all know, I'm in North Dakota. As you know, it's August, so you know we're prohibited from being in Washington in August by the weather and the schedule. But I have driven over 600 miles 2 days, and when I say I have driven it, and you guys, it's the most therapeutic thing I've done in a long time, is just drive around North Dakota from event to event and meeting to meeting. It's so gorgeous.
I have had that experience many, many times, and I couldn't agree with you anymore. And sometimes
it's a road trip.
Sometimes it's good just to clear the head and get out there and look at all that beauty, isn't it?
And a year like this, when the prairies are so green, the crops for the most part are really good. I mean, there's a few dry spots on the way. I mean, just yesterday, for example, I was at the Cavalier County Farm Bureau meeting, which allowed me to drive up Highway 14 to Anamoose and have the world's greatest lunch at 10 o'clock in the morning, because they have a buffet in the cafe, just so y'all know, for $8, by the way. Best ribs I've ever had in my life. Anyway, that was by accident, trying to avoid, construction, which, by the way, didn't work. Anyway, but so I dropped Chris off in Kandu, went to the Cavalier County, the Cavalier County Farm Bureau annual meeting, went back to Kandu, picked up Chris, went to Belcourt for an evening event at the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, which is very near where I was born in my early years in Rolla, North Dakota, Rolette. And anyway, but I drove it all, and you guys, the prairies are so gorgeous. And to watch the small grain harvest is truly one of the great memories of my childhood. So, you know, it used to be that's all we had were small grains. You remember those days?
We have questions pouring in already, so let's get to them. Give you an idea. The first three questions here, one is about a spine problem, one is about Carson Wentz, and another is about natural gas. So we are loaded for bear today on covering all the topics.
I guess so. I wouldn't guess any one of them.
The first one is a statement saying, Senator Cramer, Republicans are spineless, with several exclamation points. But I would say it's a fair theme to what we hear a fair amount here on talk radio, is just a lack of a fight. What do you say to the allegation that Republicans are spineless?
I would say Neil Gorsuch. I'd say Amy Coney Barrett. I'd say Merrick Garland. I would say I could look to a whole bunch of things that we've stopped from happening, and not the least of which, and maybe the most important of all, is preventing Democrats, even when we were in the minority, while we had the minority in both chambers, preventing Democrats from federalizing our elections and trying to do for every state in the country what they've done in some of their blue states. We have kept a lot of bad nominees from being confirmed. I think, and when I hear people say this, and I often like to have them flesh it out a little bit, and when they do, they often say, well, you're not screaming loud enough for us. And I think, yeah, but would you rather have a result, or would you rather have screaming and hollering? So the spineless statement, you know, exclamation mark, is probably therapeutic, and I understand it, because every now and then righteous indignation is a good thing. But I would say winning is more important than just screaming, and fighting to win is, I think, more important than just fighting. And I would say all in all, yeah, could we do more? For sure. But look what's happened. Look what's happened just in the last couple of months, you guys. For 5 years, the FBI hid the Hunter Biden investigation, hid the evidence. We get the majority with a very small majority in the House of Representatives, and over the course of a couple of months, they identify all kinds of evidence, and suddenly there's a special counsel that's looking into it. Now, could it be a rigged special counsel? Certainly could be. But it has nonetheless put the Democrats on their heels and put certainly the administration on its heels. I would also point to things like, how about a Waters of the United States rule that not even Antonin Scalia came up with, that Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas and the new court came up with, that restores about 90% of the once jurisdictional waters of the federal government, restores them back to states and to private property owners? Or how about overturning Roe v. Wade? Who ever thought in the last 40 years that would ever happen? But that was the result of Mitch McConnell's steal and Mitch McConnell's spy. fine when everybody else is wringing their hands and saying, oh, we've got to have a vote on Merrick Garland. We've got to have a vote on Merrick Garland. Oh, no, we've got to withdraw Brett Kavanaugh. There's no way we can push another Republican in the last days of the Trump administration. And now we have a 6-3 conservative court that's overturned West Virginia, North Dakota versus EPA. How about student loan forgiveness? How about discrimination, affirmative action discrimination by higher education? I mean, I know we like perfection, but in our big, wonderful, diverse, three co-equal branches, bicameral legislative Congress, 535 members, each representing different people, system, I'd say we've done pretty well up to this point. Now we have to win some elections in 2024 and then get back to the work that was started when we, for those 4 years when Donald Trump was president.
All right, first question down. Others welcome. Kevin and Arthur is up next on the calls. And as I mentioned, a Carson Wentz question by text and one on natural gas. So we've got a lot cooking. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Callers go first, 701-271-1100 with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll continue after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A good night's sleep worth to you? Just that perfect night of sleep. You wake up all refreshed. You're ready to take on the day, whatever it brings. Tell you what, that's what Mike Lindell has done for a long time. 20 years now. They're celebrating their 20-year anniversary and some great deals. They sell a good night's sleep. And that's from the best sheets, the best pillow, comforters. They've got it all. And, of course, you slip into the bathrobe, right, into those slippers. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for the best deals. Or call 800-506-9028. Kevin in Arthur for Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Kevin.
Good morning, Senator. Thanks for being on and taking my call. My question is about the H-2A agricultural employee bill that was about the difference in pay for truck drivers. Where are we at on that?
So there's a couple of things that what Kevin's talking about, and then you cut out a couple times in there, Kevin, but he's talking about is, first of all, we need some massive H-2A reforms in the sense that we just need to have more H-2A visas. And one of the ways we ought to do that is have more flexibility within the various categories of visas so that we can quickly adjust to the market demands, the labor demands, whether it's H-2A, H-1B, H-2B, there are all kinds of levels of depending on seasonality, the type of work, you know, education, all of that. And so, in my view, we need to do a lot better for our farmers. But what we can't do, and what this administration is doing, is then force a pay scale that's beyond the market, you know, the market pay scale. In other words, really burden, if you will, and even punish the farmers that get H-2A visas workers. And all of this, of course, is designed to unionize and to bolster the unions and whatnot. And all it really does is it allows the employers to go broke or the farmer to not even be able to afford. So we're pushing back on it both with legislation and with letters, and just oversight pressure. But this is one of the dilemmas of having the wrong administration in the executive branch that uses everything from outrageous rules. And then when they do that, they use obstruction, if you will, to prevent us from overturning it. So it doesn't happen fast enough. Scott, one of the challenges, and Kevin can speak to this, but one of the biggest challenges, of course, of H-2A is the type of work that Kevin does and that the people, the farmers of this state do, because just about nothing's under their control. And the least of all, the calendar and the clock. So every delay tactic, every roadblock, has serious ramifications. I'm going to say one more thing about H-2A and then let Kevin sort of respond. One of my greatest frustrations, Scott, and you hear me talk about a lot of my greatest frustrations with the bureaucracy, but you'd be shocked at how many cases, when I say cases, I mean constituent cases that we open up as an office related to H-2As in the spring. And it's because I don't know where Kevin's—he can tell us where his workers come from, but a lot of them are South Africans, Philippines, different places, and it's like they always go right down to the last second, and we intervene, and we'll oftentimes be successful in getting the workers here, but the administration, the executive state, really the bureaucracy more than anything, makes it always more difficult than it needs to be. So we work hard on it. But, Kev, I wish I had better news or more specific news about the truck stuff. But we just – one of those areas where we just have to constantly stay in the fight.
Right, because, you know, when we incur so many more expenses, you know, having the H-2A workers with us, and then they have to compete with the people that you don't have to rent an apartment for, furnish them a vehicle and meals and things. That's what it's really difficult to know what to do. These people want to work, but if it cannot be cost effective, then we can't do it anymore.
And that was a great description, Scott. When you think of all the things outside of Kevin's control, and when you're talking about immigrant workers, which by the way we love in many cases, that they're like family to the people they work for. They come back year after year after year. The same workers. They're reliable members of the team. But they have to pay first they sponsor them, they have to pay for housing and, you know, other accommodations. It's not like it's inexpensive to do it that way. And the other input costs have been going up, in case you hadn't noticed, 15.7% inflation on just overall inflation since Joe Biden became president of the United States, and he likes to brag about Bidenomics and how he's lowered inflation. incredible. Anyway, we'll stay after, Kevin. Thank you for hanging in there with us.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. You bet.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you very much. Back to last segment, a lot of responses to your answers related to fighting to win. Texture says the Republicans need to start actually fighting like the Democrats do. Stop trying to play nice and start getting dirty and dragging their people through the mud. The people he listed as good Republicans are shaky at best. Stop being nice and actually fight.
Yeah, see, so in other words, be a Democrat. I mean, the Constitution still matters to Republicans. We're the constitutional party. Democrats don't mind throwing it out if it meets their goals. They weaponize the justice system. People elect Republicans to not do exactly that. Because, of course, remembering liberals are just naturally big government, centralized control, sort of dictatorial power. That's their basic mindset. Now, it's varying degrees of that. But remember, the Democrats have an entire strain of their party called socialist Democrats, which is just a term for communism. So that's not who we are. Our founders weren't that. My ancestors came on the Mayflower. They were rough and tumble and courageous, but they weren't fighters. They had principles. So in some respects, I really caution us as conservatives to become, quote, more like them. Now that's not to say that you can't, you can't bring a knife to a gunfight, obviously. In fact, I've used election integrity as maybe the best example where probably everybody listening to my voice could agree. They play by different rules in elections. But they play within at least the law for the most part. And it's when you look back at the 2020 election, we got beat by, you've heard me use this term, you've quoted me many times, they used legal theft. And that legal theft was even more legal during the pandemic. But even since then, good example just in the last Senate election in Nevada, we had Adam Laxalt as our candidate running against Catherine Cortez Masto, one of our best opportunities to pick up a seat. A couple days before the election, knowing all the votes that were in, that were tallied, or that were in the ballot boxes that were collected through all kinds of means, including ballot harvesting and wide open vote by mail, all of those things that we don't like as conservatives, but are legal in Nevada, we were behind by 200,000 votes coming into the election. And we're reassured by the Lasso folks on the ground, and Adam is a very good candidate, don't get me wrong, but reassured that we are going to make up more than those 200,000 votes in northern Nevada, where they had a snowstorm on election day.
Hold that thought. We'll continue on 2020. I want to ask you about 24, too, when we come back with Senator Kevin Cramer on Talk Radio Tonight.
MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by getting you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Former President Trump said next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he plans to release a report on his so-called election fraud, is no longer happening. On the advice of his lawyers, he will now release that report in formal legal filings. Hurricane Hillary, now a Category 4 storm, churning in the Pacific Ocean southwest of Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate those sirens. A Chicago community calling on gang members to cease fire between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. People in the Rogers Park area say they are living in the middle of a gang war. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drive back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Second time today for the anthem that's taken the world by storm there. How about that? You know about it because you listen to What's On Your Mind, folks. God bless you. Appreciate you being there. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience on a Friday means Sloppy Joe's at the 45th Street location, or meatballs if you're by Yulin, orange chicken at the Glendon location off Highway 10, tater tot hot dish downtown MP Avenue, PetroServe USA, cheesy scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29. What makes scallop potatoes and ham better? Cheese, right? Throw in the cheese in there, too.
Yeah, makes just everything better.
Oh, my gosh. Beef tips or mac and beef at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and pulled pork in Harwood at PetroServe USA for your Friday. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. You were using the example of Nevada before we went to the break. Do you want to finish that?
Yeah, so one of the things we were assured going into the election day in Nevada was Adam Laxalt would make up more than 200,000 votes. He had it all calculated, figured out. We'd make that up on election day because our people vote on election day, not, you know, in large mass by, you know, absentee ballot and harvesting and whatnot. Well, guess what happened? A snowstorm in northern Nevada, which is where the Republicans live. And what I'm saying is, to sort of to the, some of the people's points about we got to fight on their terms, we've got to get over the notion that it's more patriotic to vote on election day. Therefore, as conservatives, we're going to wait till election day and vote while they tally and bank hundreds of thousands and in some cases millions of votes before the election. We're all familiar with that that sort of stark video of ballots coming out of boxes under the tables at night in Atlanta. Well, those were all banked ballots. Those were ballots that were in the bank days before election day and that's why you see these big swings late in the night on election day. We've got to do that for ourselves. We've got to get better at that game. What's ironic, Scott, is in North Dakota, we're pretty good at it as Republicans because we created this in North Dakota because of our distance between places and the lack of people to work on election day and whatnot. So we have many vote by mail districts. So we're pretty good at it. But in other parts of the country, the other thing, by the way, you need to do is you need to lawyer up. One of the mistakes I think the Trump campaign made was that they didn't lawyer up until after Election Day. Other places like even Rick Scott in Florida and others, Steve Daines in Montana that was in a really, really tight race, they lawyer up months before Election Day, and they're litigating specific situations throughout the campaign. And that means on Election Day, they've already sort of ironed the things out and leveled the playing field. So anyway, we can talk about it in the context of 2024 if you'd like, because I think that's one area where we've got to be a lot better.
701 877-271-1100 with your questions or comments for Senator Kevin Cramer. Text us 237-1590. 2024, if I was to open up the phones right now and say one question for you, do you trust the election results will be free and fair in 2024? I dare say a majority of conservatives would say no, you know, and probably 80-20, you know, maybe 70-30. But most people don't see enough of a fix, if you will, from the legal theft you talked about previously to what's going to come in 2024. Do you trust that 2024 is going to be legit?
Well, it'll be legit because at the end of the day, whatever happens is what's going to happen. The question is whether we're going to be in that fight or whether we're going to play the passive role. And when I say we, North Dakota, we're going to win in North Dakota in 2024. I'm pretty confident of that. But not every place is North Dakota. So you look at places like Nevada where we also have another really good opportunity with Sam Brown, who's running against Jackie Rosen. Look at Arizona, which is going to be very interesting given that their Democratic incumbent is now an independent, and she may be running. Look at places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, which is a Democratic-held seat, but he's the only statewide elected Democrat left in Sherrod Brown. Montana, another one. There's a lot of opportunities for pickups for Republicans. In a lot of those cases, they have fixed that infrastructure that I just talked about. The trap that we have to avoid, in my view, and this is just my view, and I'm open to listening to other people, is not trying to spread it too thin. In other words, we're not going to win. We're not going to win in California. We're not going to, you know, win in New York. So if we can focus on the four or five states that some of which I've already mentioned, obviously West Virginia is really important, but I think we're going to win that. Ohio's probably our next best bet in Nevada and Montana. But focus what we're talking about right now on those states, because for one thing, most of those states have Republican governors. Pennsylvania is one that does not. That's a show in and of itself, Pennsylvania. But we even have a chance there, you guys. And Michigan is an open seat, and that's, you know, been sort of purplish. So we have opportunities. But if we focus on those states and focus this infrastructure that I'm talking about and the culture of voting early, you know, banking votes early identification, lawyering up, making sure that we're prepared to fight the fight prior to Election Day and damn sure ready on Election Day should there be shenanigans. There's a 2024 will be a legitimate election, but we can't just sit back and do things the way we've always done them as conservatives and say they cheated. We have to do everything within the law that we tend to win.
Talking about tactics. You're talking about tactics that they employ on us. We have great policies, terrible tactics, it seems. They have great tactics and terrible policies.
Well, remember, Kevin, here's the one thing as conservatives visit with our conservative friends on the radio. We're naturally not activists. We're conservatives. Part of being a conservative is leave me alone, you know, minimal, you know, government touch. You don't even have to deliver my mail today or whatever. We just aren't. That's not natural to us. This is why many times conservatives' activism is a response. And I think that's part of the frustration we hear and feel from a lot of people. But you guys remember, I was party chairman in North Dakota, Republican Party chairman in North Dakota, when we didn't elect Republicans. That was the year that Ed Schaefer won, and we've never lost since. And that was, in many cases, a response to sort of the doom and gloom, hand-wringing negativism that permeated North Dakota to the point where a guy like Ed Schaefer, who has a personality and energy level as well as good policies, came riding on his horse. And that, by the way, the one thing all Republican candidates in North Dakota are bitter about is that none of us can ride in a convertible anymore in a parade. We all have to walk because of Ed Schaefer. But anyway, that said, he showed the way. He showed the way tactically to win. And the policies then become the reason that we keep getting reelected. But Kevin, you're exactly right. We're just not naturally activists. And I would just say to my conservative friends, you've got to engage. And certainly that's happened because we engage when we're angry. We engage when we lose. But maintenance is also very, very important.
All right. We have, how long? 5 minutes till the next break and zillions of questions. So do me a favor. half a minute on each of these. I want to reward the early birds that got in their first questions last hour. And one of them was interesting question. Will Carson Wentz land an NFL job?
He will. I have no doubt that he will. And if you're really interested, Google him and follow him just in basic news. And you'll see sort of week to week, now that they've had a week of some disasters for some of the rookie quarterbacks, and even some veterans have gotten injured and whatnot, you'll see him land. He doesn't have to be concerned about it. I don't think, nor do I think he is. I just think he waits his time and he's going to get the best deal he can get rather than jump at the easiest one.
Bruce Minon for Senator Kramer. Go.
Am I on?
You're on, Bruce. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Are you there? I'm sorry. Hey, I got a couple of quick questions. I don't follow politics a whole lot, but I was just kind of curious. I've seen an article where, I don't know, somebody introduced impeachment articles against Joe Biden. And my question or comment is not really a right or wrong answer is, do you feel that impeachment articles against Joe Biden, and if he is, not impeached, do you think that people will really vote to impeach him? If we are to believe that the majority of American people voted for Joe Biden and Vice President Harris, and a factor in not impeaching him is that they don't want Harris in there, that should not be a factor. Joe Biden and Vice President Harris ticket.
Yeah.
And that's what the majority of people wanted. That should not be a factor at all. But do you feel that will be a factor?
I think that's a really, really great point. So impeachment, first of all, you're right. Somebody did, I forget who it was that did it. But anyway, he did introduce articles of impeachment.
Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, said we ought to start an inquiry. We ought to look at the evidence.
Right.
And by the way, Mitch McConnell, immediately came out and disagreed. Going to your earlier point about how well the House Oversight Committee has done in getting some of these facts out there. It was very disappointing to have McConnell throw cold water on the idea of even broaching the subject. What was that all about?
Well, there's a number of people. In fact, I was interviewed by multiple outlets that very day, because other senators as well, Republican senators, they're sort of overthinking it, in my view. To which I said, look, two things. You cannot ignore the evidence that the House Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee have come up with. It would be a dereliction of duty if Republicans in the House of Representatives didn't do an inquiry. Now, what the caller's calling about, somebody filed already articles of impeachment. I think that was premature, but it's your right to do it as a House member. Impeachment has to begin in the House. I think that Speaker McCarthy's, again, it gets back to tactics, are correct. Take the time to do it right. Have the inquiry. Let the committees do their work. As you noticed, just this week now, I think it was yesterday, Chairman Comer is subpoenaing or asking the archives for emails from Vice President Biden's days, if you will. There's too much here to ignore. And so one of the things I told all the reporters after they quoted all the other Republican senators, you think that this is a good tactic. And I think the caller's point is similar to this, if I can sense it. What do you consider? Do you consider the politics? You consider all kinds of things, but at the end of the day, if there's literal evidence, which there certainly appears to be to me, you owe it to your oath of office and to your constituents and to the country to do the inquiry. If that leads to impeachment proceedings and articles of impeachment, if it's inconvenient, okay. But it's inconvenient for me to get on an airplane every Monday and go to Washington, D.C. for the week, but that's what I signed up for. So,
Bruce, thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it very much. Last segment next on What's On Your Mind with Senator Kramer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour. As usual, way more questions than we have time to get to, so we're going to go into a lightning mode here. We'll keep the questions through as quick as we can, and get the answers about a half a minute each. Kevin, we should get the rest of these in here that are on various topics. And let's see, we got a call that came in after the break. Go to that one first, Kevin.
Alrighty, that would be right here.
What is the real deal on this digital dollar that they're trying to push through? Thank you.
That's nice and short. Love it. Quick answer,
Kev. That's
Kev?
Nice and short. So I don't like it at all, to be honest with you. The dollar is the dollar, and it's got to remain the dollar. Now, there are various forms that transactions take nowadays, and I understand that and the technology and whatnot. But what I don't want is a centralized bank, or you know, the Federal Reserve having a digital dollar that because that'll affect all of the banking at that point, and how every community bank and you know big banks, small banks, regional banks can respond to that. We're not ready for that kind of a thing. We need to keep the dollar, and it's a piece of paper, as far as I'm concerned, that backs it up.
Again, next is
another one thing. But
when are you going to start pressuring your colleagues to back Trump? That is the only way we win, when everyone drops out and supports him. And why doesn't Senator Cramer start pressuring these Republican AGs to start indicting these criminal Dems?
So that's a good, now that's actually, that last part of that question is sort of an interesting one. It goes back to what we were doing before, talking about before. They have to have something to indict them on. And the other thing is, remember, these liberal attorneys general, they don't indict criminals. See, they don't go after criminals. They let them out. And so our attorneys general are, and our district attorneys, more importantly, are busy putting criminals in jail and fighting real crime like drug selling and smuggling of people and, murders and violence. And Democratic district attorneys don't do that because that's not what they sign up for. They sign up for advancing their own careers. So, again, it's sort of like, do we want to become them? And I think if we do, then we always will lose. We need to distinguish ourselves and differentiate ourselves. On the other issue, in terms of supporting Trump, it'll be interesting to see what happens once it does consolidate and once, he is the nominee. Personally, you guys, I don't see any way he's not the nominee. I really don't. And I had this very discussion on a very public phone call one time that became very public, not by me, but with in 2016 with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. Remember when he dissed him and uninvited him? I said, Paul, our job is not to uninvite him to the Republican events. Our job is to make him the best Republican nominee that he can possibly be. Now he needs to help himself a little bit too, you guys. He trails among independents big time in the swing states, but we need to make him the best nominee we can make him if he becomes our nominee. And I don't see any way he doesn't.
Next question. Reports are that up to 15 states are on track to outlaw internal combustion engines. States are doing this by a regulation and not law. What can be done by Congress to stop this liberal fascism and let the free market decide what kind of automobiles we can buy and drive?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because there's a couple of things. One is the whole interstate commerce issue, which is the one thing that that the Constitution gives to the federal government, as a responsibility, is interstate commerce. So there may be some ways there. We've already done it in legislation in response to the Supreme Court ruling, the unfortunate Supreme Court ruling in the pork case down in California. So, but whether that would be successful or not, I'm not really certain. I think it needs to be litigated as well. But what will ultimately drive this, you guys, as sure as we're talking, is going to be the market itself.
There you go.
This is already flaming out, right? The electric vehicle thing is already, in some cases, literally flaming out. It's not working, and people are going to tolerate it only so long.
Next question. It's like the West Coast, just the whole West Coast. You don't want the gas vehicles? All right, no trucks are coming in then. So have a nice day, and we'll see you in Wyoming.
Here's the next question. This was the last of the early birds here that I wanted to get in. America has the world's cheapest natural gas. Why aren't we using it?
Yeah. Well, it's a good question, because, remember, natural gas was going, for liberals, going to be the, quote, bridge fuel for generating electricity. I personally believe that we ought to designate, as a country, natural gas as a clean fuel, because we have it in such abundance. We ought to be building more export liquid natural gas terminals. Europe, who hates us, hates fossil energy, worships at the altar of climatology. When the war broke out and they no longer had access to cheap Vladimir Putin natural gas, they built all kinds of LNG import terminals suddenly, quickly, and would like more of what we have. So, and by the way, the more we produce and export, the lower the prices get for us domestically. But it's all part of the same war against fossil fuels. Remember when Hillary Clinton, when she was running for president, she said natural gas is a, quote, bridge fuel, and we need to make sure it's a very short bridge. Now, who's going to invest in a very short bridge? But it's the cleanest fuel. And by the way, it's 50% cleaner produced in the United States and sent by barge and ship to Europe than what Vladimir Putin produces in Russia and sends on a Nord Stream pipeline into Europe. So we need to bill it as a clean fuel, because it is.
Last one. Will Joe Biden be the 2024 nominee for the Democrats?
Oh, boy, now we're having fun. We should have done this one first. I personally don't think so. I actually think much of the Hunter Biden stuff and the special counsel stuff, while it's forming sort of a cover-up right now and looks like a distraction or a detraction, I think it's a setup to make sure he's not the nominee. I really do believe that. I think he is the easiest person for Donald Trump or any other Republican to run against. Maybe not as easy as Kamala Harris would be.
I'm rooting for him to stay right there. I want him to be that 2024 nominee, but I agree with you. I don't know what he's going to be. God bless. See you, folks.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.